This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know, I keep seeing the establishment and the New World Order telling you how bad it is to have kids, how you're an evil person if you have kids, how the greatest crime that you can possibly commit is to have kids. And I've covered dozens of these articles ad nauseum, and I found this video. It's a big rig driver getting home from work, and his little boy sprints after him to embrace him in a hug. I even love the hat spike. Then he means business. He doesn't have time. He's got to be fully aerodynamic to go hug daddy. And to just see the evil, satanic nature that kids are a crime against the planet, or that having kids is the worst thing you can do, you're sick. How can you watch this video? How can you watch this little boy run after his daddy to embrace him in a hug and say that that's evil? That should bring joy to anybody's heart, maybe even a tear to your eye. And how evil is it? How sick is it? How twisted is it that there's an agenda right now to demonize having children, to demonize starting a family, to demonize that bond that you'll have with your children? Nothing can replace that. Nothing is equal to that. So we're not going to take it. We're going to keep having kids. We're going to keep loving kids. We're going to keep trying to stop you from murdering kids in the womb. And we're going to fight back against your lies that having kids is a crime against the climate or a crime against humanity. You sick, twisted demons. This is the most wholesome thing you'll ever see today. And there's an agenda to wipe it out. Really says a lot, I think. Heart start to overflow. From the great Eric Clapton. He's a freedom fighter. He's standing against vaccines and vaccine mandates. The writer of this song, he knows a little bit about the importance of having kids. He lost a son, wrote a song about it, Tears in Heaven, one of his most famous works. So yeah, we're not going to sit here and take your satanic agenda telling us we can't have kids. We're not going to sit here and listen to you tell us that having kids is evil. We're not going to sit here and have you try to murder hundreds of millions of more babies in the womb into the future. Not going to happen. All right. Figured I'd sign off for the week with a little bit of a good uplifting message here as Mike Adams is about to take over. I know, Mike, you've got breaking news that you're going to be covering here coming up in the final hour of the Alex Jones Show. But, you know, Mike, what do you make of this? And the crew can pull up some of these headlines as I'm about to sign off and hand the baton over to you. But, Mike, I mean, what do you make of this agenda? Oh, we don't have Mike on with us? Oh. But he is coming on. Okay. All right. I'm not sure what's going on. I got confused. I thought I was going to be able to talk to Mike. And I'm being told I'm not, but that's okay. Mike Adams is going to take over. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to sign off. Mike Adams is going to take over the fourth hour. I will tell you, for programming note, Christy Lee is going to be hosting the War Room for me today. I will do this. I was in court this morning. I was just going to wait, and I was just going to give the update on my court situation at the beginning of the War Room. So I'm still going to do that. But, you know, a lot of people are tuned in here that have been praying for me and supporting me and giving me words of encouragement. So I'll just let you know. Was in court this morning. Kind of relatively uneventful. The only real thing to come out of this is that basically – I'm back in court in December, is really it is. So everything is still standing pat as it was previously, and I am due back in court in December, and we may have another update for you then. Of course, this means that the other cases I'm involved with are pending on the results of this case, so it's just all being delayed right now. But that's just an update on that. Again, can't thank everybody enough for the prayers, the words of encouragement, and all the support that I've been getting in this process. So, Mike Adams now takes over with breaking news, and Alex Jones is coming in studio to file some exclusive reports that'll be on Bandai Video tonight.
InfoWars emergency supply chain breakdown sale is only running for 1 week from Monday, October 11th, for 7 days. That's because a bunch of these products that we have in stock are of limited supply because, obviously, the supply chain breakdown that I've been warning you of now for 20 months, because that's part of the Great Reset and part of the globalist plan, and that's what global lockdowns have been triggered. So we've not lowered the quality of any of our products. That means some of them have been sold out for more than 6 months, like DNA Force Plus. It is 40% off, but coming up in 1 week, it will go back to full price. We probably won't have more for up to 6 months, ladies and gentlemen. So it's a chance to support the broadcast, get an incredible product at the same time. Winter Sun, Ultra 12, they're both 50% off. They're going to go back to 10% off in a week as well. They're 50% off right now. Find these and more at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar while making your life a lot healthier.
Welcome, folks, to the fourth hour of the InfoWars broadcast for today, October 15th, Friday. I'm Mike Adams, filling in today for the rest of the hour. I've got two great guests coming up. First, for the first half of this hour, we've got a guest who's blowing the whistle on the COVID relief fund money and how it's being distributed to states, cities, and counties across America, and it comes with strings attached. Everybody who receives the money or who even uses that money to fund contractors or subcontractors is beholden to Biden's illegal executive orders, including vaccine mandates. You guessed it. So we got a guest coming on that's going to detail that and break it down. And right now in the state of Texas, the Senate and the House are moving forward the bill to distribute over $16 billion in funds that comes with those strings attached. So this is kind of a medical fascism, almost an economic communism. It's an infestation of the Texas economy, and this is happening all across the country, with COVID relief money that's actually a vaccine mandate. But there's even more to that story that I'll reveal shortly. The second guest coming up at the bottom half of this hour, for the second half of the hour, is Dr. Brian Artis, who's been a guest here on InfoWars previously, and he has information warning us about the effects of these vaccines, as well as remdesivir, what's really happening in the hospitals, and where we are headed when all of these nurses and doctors who refuse to be injected with the spike protein end up being destroyed, harmed, or even, in some cases, killed. The ones that stay and take the vaccine end up getting killed. The ones that leave are the ones who have natural immunity and, of course, are living safely. Now, we're going to bring in now our first guest here, and let's bring in Sheila Hemphill from TexasRightToKnow.com. Let's just do a check on that. Sheila, are you with us here today?
Yes. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Sheila. It's great to see you, and I want to thank you for the work that you're doing. You are on the scene at the Texas Capitol following the legislature and their decisions, what's happening. Give us a brief overview. I just gave a little hint of it right there, but tell us what's happening right now in Texas. And for those of you listening outside of Texas, understand that this is happening across the country. So go ahead, Sheila.
Yes. Thank you, Mike. I think everyone's been watching what the Congress has been doing, and they passed what is referred to as the American Rescue Act of 2021. This is a document that allocated what are known as coronavirus state fiscal recovery funds. In Texas, we are allocated $16.3 billion. So the monies are distributed through state appropriation bills. Currently, SB 8, authored by Jane Nelson, has already made it through the Senate. It has made it through the House committees and is on the calendars to go before a vote before the House of Representatives here in Texas. Once that happens, the next step would be for the Senate, Speaker of the House to sign off on it, the Lieutenant Governor to sign off on it, and then it goes on to the Governor's office.
What happens? What happens when this money gets distributed to the cities and counties and schools and so on? Tell us about the requirements that come with that. Our audience is maybe not that interested in the process of what's happening there, because this is going to become law, it seems. What happens after this is signed and the money is distributed?
The individuals, the recipients, are going to be asked to sign a contract with the U.S. Department of Treasury Awards Terms and Conditions. And in these terms and conditions on page 3, section 9, is compliance of applicable law and regulations. The major concerning statements are that recipients also agrees to comply with all other applicable federal statutes, regulations, and executive orders. And recipients shall provide for such compliance by other parties in any agreements it enters into with other parties relating to this award.
So this binds every recipient to the executive orders that describe vaccine mandates.
Well, this contract was given to me from a city council. When I spoke to my county treasurer, she said the funds just showed up in their bank account. They didn't ask for them, and they're just receiving money. People can go to the Texas Department of Emergency Management, TDEM.texas.gov, and if you click on the American Recovery Plan, you can see the allocations that are slated by counties and by also municipalities. So this is what these appropriation bills are doing right now. And there's two other ones that are in the House that will still need to go through the Senate to be able to come into law.
All right. So this hasn't been legally challenged yet, but it comes with the presumption that they must comply with all of these executive orders. Now, this grant money is also enforced by federal auditors, correct?
That's correct. It's not uncommon at all for federal money to have federal strings. But as your guest you had on your whistleblower with 24 years of experience, when asked if he had seen executive orders as a term of compliance, he said no.
All right. So adding executive orders to the strings of this grant money, that's a new thing that he has not seen. And by the way, for those watching, what Sheila's referring to is an interview I did with a whistleblower who is 24 years of experience in federal grant money and grant money compliance. But there's something else, Sheila, that's very concerning about all of this that came out of that interview, which is that this federal grant money can be used by local municipalities to set up their own service organizations that bankrupt local private sector businesses. So, for example, they could set up a telecom service provider, an ISP. They could set up an ambulance service. They could set up, you know, an emergency room, and then drive out the private sector businesses that might still hire unvaccinated people. So this is a government communist-style takeover of local economies under the guise of COVID relief funds. Does that sound accurate?
Mike, I have to admit, you brought up some things in that interview that I hadn't even really thought of, and it was incredibly sobering to hear your oration of where we are and where we're headed, which I know to a lot of individuals is going to be very difficult to believe. But when you're able to talk to people who are in the field, who are seeing the money come through here, and thank God we got a hold of this contract. Now, I'm asking the offices up here to investigate. And in fact, today I have a bit of a video on my website, TexasRightToKnow.com, standing in front of the west wing of the Capitol where the House Republicans were in caucus, asking them to please pause and research what's happening here. The session ends on Tuesday, so everything is an incredible warp speed of what's happening right now. And we can't.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but what is Texas supposed to do, or any other state, because there's so much money printing in Washington. They're destroying the value of the dollar. People see price inflation in food, in fuel, in used cars, everything. So every city, every county, every school, every state desperately needs this money. And if the money comes with strings attached, what are they supposed to do? Say no to $16 billion for the state of Texas? Who's going to say no at this point when the dollar is nosediving?
Everyone should be saying no until we get it right. And what does getting it right look like? That means the governor of the state of Texas, our attorney general, our congressman, to go to the U.S. Department of Treasury and remove those words of compliance with executive orders. It's not uncommon to have to comply with statutes and regulations, but those are fixed and known attributes that you can investigate and you can say, yeah, we can comply with that. An executive order isn't moving.
Okay. So then the other thing is that Governor Abbott on October 11th signed his executive order outlawing or banning vaccine mandates even by private organizations and public organizations across the state of Texas. So now we end up with this conflict where the governor of Texas says you can't have a vaccine mandate, but federal money from the Biden regime says you must require vaccine mandates. Now, Sheila, hold on with us. We're about to go to break here in just a few seconds. We're going to be right back with you after that break to explore that issue. A Texas business, who are they supposed to follow? The governor of Texas? Or Joe Biden, or maybe follow the rules of God and just respect humanity. How about that? Maybe we don't need governors and presidents to tell us to be human beings. We'll be right back after this break. Stay with us here on InfoWars.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, fourth hour today. I'm Mike Adams, filling in for the rest of the hour. We are currently talking with Sheila Hemphill of TexasRightToKnow.com, and Sheila is on at the Austin Capitol every day, it seems, and she's on top of this developing news. We're covering the fact that these federal COVID relief funds that are being distributed to states, and Texas, it's $16 billion plus, and this money then trickles down to the cities and the local municipalities, counties, some schools, and even some private businesses in these states, that this money comes with strings attached that requires compliance with federal executive orders, which are, as we know, unconstitutional and unlawful orders rooted in quack science when it comes to vaccine mandates. So, Sheila, I want to thank you for taking the time to join us. And I know you scrambled to get with us here today because this is breaking, this is real-time breaking news. So, quick question now. This has already passed through the Senate committee in Texas, correct? And it's being discussed in the House?
There's three appropriation bills. SB 8 is already through the Senate, and it's on the floor today and will probably come out and be ready for signature to be turned into law. HB 160 and 161 are two House bills that will then need to go to the Senate, and so they will have a hearing. So I want your audience to stay tuned, because of all, quote, rallies or things that people have ever attended, when these hearings take place, we need a call out and we need people so that they understand they must have an answer for us, that the recipients of these funds will not be in jeopardy by having to comply with presidential executive orders.
Now, you speak with the legislators on a daily basis. Are the legislators aware of this kind of gotcha, the executive orders, in the compliance that comes with this federal money? Do they have any knowledge that this is in place?
Well, to their defense, none of us knew about it until last Tuesday. So this is what we're 9 days into this, to their defense, because the problem is not in the law, but it's in the contracts. It's in the contracts. And we know that it's in the contracts for cities. We're not sure what's going on with counties. So I really need your audience. If you have knowledge, please email info@texasrighttoknow.com and put in the subject line COVID city contract or COVID county contract or COVID school contract. We need to see what these contracts are. These are the documents that were delivered to every one of the offices, and just did a call out and had some amazing people just show up and do whatever they could. So this is you don't get more grassroots than this when all we have to work.
Sorry, Sheila. Exactly. Folks, go to TexasRightToKnow.com, get more information there, and help make your local legislators aware of this. But I want to mention, this is a way for Biden and his handlers to bypass the 100-employee threshold for requiring vaccine mandates. Because let's say you work locally at a local construction company. You're an employee of, say, a drywall company. That drywall company gets a contract from a county to go do drywall in a county building. But it turns out that that contract is paid for by this federal money that came through these COVID relief funds. That mandates you and all of your coworkers and your company and your subcontractors to take the vaccine, even if you have fewer than 100 employees. That's what's astonishing about this, Sheila. It's a workaround by Biden.
At this point, all that's so fresh, it's very difficult to have gotten accurate information, but I'm saying I want to hear from the U.S. Department of Treasury. I want to hear how they deem the recipients who sign these contracts. By virtue of signing the contract, are you deemed a federal contractor?
Well, I think the answer is very clearly yes. Obviously, the Biden regime is going to assume that in their favor so they can push vaccine mandates. But I'm glad you mentioned we do need additional clarifications, and the lawmakers in Texas and other states need to absolutely get answers on this and clarify it before voting on it. But let me ask you about something else. This is starting to feel like a universal basic income to counties and cities and states, where all of these municipalities across America are going to be dependent on endless COVID stimulus bailout money, a money printing machine from Washington, from the swamp, in order to stay afloat. And then doesn't that mean their loyalties shift to Washington, D.C., instead of the loyalties being local where they belong? They're not getting the revenues locally. They're getting them from Washington.
We're already seeing that situation with hospitals that are tied to CDC and NIH. Medicines because they receive Medicare funds. We are already hearing from employees who are still having to be vaccinated, even with the governor's explicit executive order. So the moral of the story is we need to get action from your audience. Visit TexasRightToKnow.com, and there's a button to take action, how to find your legislator. And though this is only happening in Texas, I want your audience to understand it's not just Texas, but you have to address your politicians at a local level. We need to be asking right now for the governor to not proceed with these appropriation funds until we have confirmation from our congressional representatives. Our Senator Cruz, Senator Cornyn, give us these answers from the U.S. Department of Treasury. We must have protection for Texans. We cannot turn over Texans to be subservient to a presidential executive orders.
Well, and this is economic Marxism, what's going on. So I concur with what you just said, Sheila. I'm sorry to cut you off. There's a bit of a delay in our signal, but this is economic Marxism. If you think about it, the federal government is printing COVID stimulus money and handing it out to individuals. That's been going on for quite some time. Free money, so they become dependent on the government, and then they don't work, or many of them refuse to work because they make more money on the bailout checks. And then now this is bailouts for municipalities. And you just mentioned something key, that the hospitals, the reason the hospitals are refusing to prescribe ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine is because they have been ordered not to by the federal government because those hospitals take Medicare money. You just nailed it, Sheila. That's exactly right. So these strings that are attached to this money are resulting in hospital homicide or medical murder by withholding treatments like ivermectin from patients who need it to live. And so, again, I just can't overstate this. Your comment, Sheila.
Mike, we've had two hearings on proposed vaccination bills, one by Oliverson in the House, and yesterday was Senate Bill 51 by Senator Hughes in State Affairs. I will be putting up incredible testimonies that took place there. Mine in particular addressed the aspect that we are currently violating FDA law of 21 U.S.C. 360, which is regarding authorization of medical products for use in emergency. In this Section E, for healthcare professionals and individuals to whom the product is administered are to be informed, number three is of the option to accept or refuse administration.
I'm sorry to cut you off. We are running out of time here. We've only got a few seconds left. Let me just encourage people to go to your website, TexasRightToKnow.com, and I want to thank you for bringing this to our attention. This isn't where this ends. Stay with us, folks, here on Infowars.com.
People ask me all the time, Alex, the last 3 months or so, you've had explosive energy on top of your already very intense level of energy. What's happening? Well, it's the things that are happening in the world right now. That's got my blood up. But also, I've gotten back in the groove of religiously taking three products every single day. DNA Force Plus, that's back in stock. Also,
X2, deep breath crystal iodine that's essential for your immune system, your whole body. And, of course, at nighttime, down and out sleep aid that makes me have deeper, cleaner, restful sleep that, again, boosts my immune system and is good for every cell in my body and great for the spirit. All three of these products are in stock right now. They are 40% off in the case of DNA Force Plus and 50% off for 1 week only on Survival Shield X2. And, yes, until supplies last, we have down and out 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This is the trifecta. I suggest you check it out and experience what this does for your body today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Here on October 15th, 2021, the fourth hour of InfoWars.com broadcast today. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for continuing with me. We have a special guest, Dr. Brian Artis. He'll be joining us here in just a second. He has been a prolific speaker and presenter and sounding the alarm over many issues, including remdesivir and also breakthrough infections. And I don't even like the term. We'll talk about that. But I want to thank you, Dr. Artis, for joining us today. It's an honor to have you on, sir. Where would you like to begin?
Well, I would just like to begin by saying, Mike Adams, you've done a great job of creating platforms and opportunities for people to spread truth throughout the entire world. So I have loved and it's been an honor to be a part of that. So thank you for all you've done.
Wow. Well, thank you. I mean, look, you know, here I am on InfoWars. Of course, you know, I have my own platform as well, but we are all working together
to get the word out. So that's why I invited you to join me here today. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. You know, a huge audience, real-time breaking news, listened to all over the world in real time. What do you think is the most relevant breaking news today that the world needs to hear from you?
Oh, well, let me just give you this. I tried to get this to you already. We kind of doing this last minute today, and I'm glad you're on InfoWars. We've been on there three or four times in the last month. I just want you to be aware, Dr. Peter McCullough and I have been at multiple speaking engagements just in the last week. And one of the things that are most pressing, it is still for me, and they keep telling me, all these medical doctors keep telling me to keep the iron hot in the media because the protocols in hospitals are ill-advised currently and have been since May 2020, which is why I've been in the media. Remdesivir is dangerous. We have evidence now from CMS database that remdesivir, when used in Medicare patients, just in one state alone of New York, we know the actual death and mortality rates is up to 26.9% right now of Medicare patients being treated with remdesivir for COVID-19. That is not an effective mortality rate when the actual SARS-CoV-2 virus in and of itself, when it's gone around the entire world, has less than a 1% death rate. Why would you ever pick a drug, which I've been conveying to the world, had studies proving that in four compared drugs used in an Ebola trial from 2018 to 19 that Anthony Fauci used as a basis to select that drug for all COVID-19 Americans being treated in hospitals? When you look at that actual study, remdesivir had a mortality rate or kill rate or death rate of 53%. It was the only one of the four drugs that had an over 50% death rate of all they gave the drug to. But this was the drug he said was proven safe and effective? No, it wasn't. It was pulled from that study halfway through the study and wasn't even allowed to continue. So we knew he lied about that.
This is extraordinary, Dr. Artis, but it's not just that these interventions which are pushed are the ones that appear to be causing the highest mortalities. It's also that they withhold interventions that could save lives, such as ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. So in combination, this withholding of viable therapeutics and then the pushing of deadly therapeutics, how can any rational person look at this and not come to the conclusion that patients are being deliberately killed through both of these means?
They are being deliberately killed and deliberately being lied to about alternative therapies that are proven, have been FDA approved, safe and effective for all humans for the last 70 years, 20 years in respects to hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, which we know have better survival rates when treating COVID-19 patients than remdesivir does from the beginning. And currently, if anybody goes to C19early.com, the letter C19early.com, you can actually look at the comparisons from research studies up until today. It gets updated daily. You can see the success rates of every treatment given. Remdesivir is at the very bottom of all of them at only a 21% success rate in helping people get out of hospitals. So the message has always been stay out of hospitals. They have set up protocols there to murder and maim and criminally kidnap patients from their loved ones and not give them access.
You said it. This is hospital homicide on a global scale. And now there's something else. There's another phenomenon I want to ask you about that I just became aware of today, a very, very concerning thing. This is out of the vaccine surveillance data out of the UK, PHE. It shows that it appears that the immune response of those who have been vaccinated is dropping rather steadily by about 5% per week. And in other words, many months after vaccination, their outcomes are far worse in terms of hospitalization and deaths and symptoms that are often diagnosed with COVID or as COVID. So if we know that we have the vaccine companies have admitted that these vaccines do destroy immune response in many ways. Where does that put us, let's say, by Christmas or January or the spring of next year? What are we looking at then?
Oh, you're going to be looking at huge amounts of autoimmune diseases, heart diseases, lung failure. You're going to see tons of suppressed immunity challenged trying to handle common cold viruses, flu viruses. This is what you're going to anticipate. And this is what we've all been warning against. It was already proven last year in the UK. More people were being hospitalized with COVID-19 after getting the flu shots there. Why? Because of this thing called antibody-dependent enhancement that was coming from these shots and from the flu. When you're exposed to the flu virus and have been actually injected with these COVID-19 shots or exposed even to SARS-CoV-2, your risk of hospitalization and deaths went up in the UK. You're seeing it right now also to complement what you just said about the UK. About a month and a half ago, it was determined that healthcare workers who have been fully vaccinated in the UK, they found their viral loads in their respiratory pathways, nasal septums, and in their throats. They found they were upwards of 250 times more viral load inside of them than there was in the unvaccinated. And they suggested that this could be a threat to other healthcare workers who were not vaccinated and to patients who were not vaccinated. Obviously, if there's a higher viral load in those being vaccinated, don't you think they might be coughing, sneezing, breathing out some of these particles that could infect others? It's very problematic. So
yeah, sorry to interrupt. I've also seen studies out of Israel and Israeli hospitals that showed exactly that. So the breakthrough infections in a very tight hospital setting were documented to occur among those who took the vaccine, but also those who were wearing PPE. So, and that included gloves and gowns and masks. And because they got the vaccine and they carried that higher viral load, as you just described, all that PPE protection didn't matter. And the only people who were really okay in that scenario were the unvaccinated who only experienced mild symptoms. It's just extraordinary. I mean, the data are very clear on this. The vaccine makes you susceptible to death and hospitalization, period.
That's right. And now, so let's go to breaking news today. So Dr. Peter McCullough, who's also been in the media as much as you and as much as me all over the place, he's texted me this morning right after you actually texted me about coming on to the show today. And this is from the CDC. So let's go from the UK and let's go to our homeland, CDC. There is actually a report in a graphic. I'll send it to you, but if we can't put it up now, it's fine. I'm going to read it to you. This is on cdc.gov. COVID-19 vaccine breakthrough case investigation and reporting. When is it dated? October 12th, 2021. Now, I have to tell you, they evaluated a small population of 7,178 deaths that were reported to the CDC. These are the actual numbers of people who were fully vaccinated and had breakthrough cases of COVID and died. Breakthrough cases in 7,178 deaths after getting fully vaccinated. Of those, females, 43% of them died. People aged over 65 years old who were fully vaccinated had a breakthrough infection of SARS-CoV-2. 85% of them were over 65 years old or older, Medicare age group, and died after getting COVID-19 after being fully vaccinated. This is the CDC's report. Of those hospitalized with non-fatal issues, 67% of all of those with a group of 24,000 evaluated patients, those 65 years and older who got both shots were considered fully vaccinated, who got COVID-19 and were hospitalized but didn't die. It's 57% of all of them were fully vaccinated. Are these being successful? Is it reducing the hospitalizations and deaths? Obviously not, even from our own small population review here by the CDC. It's on their website, October 12th, 20.
Dr. Artis, I'm sorry to interrupt. We're about to go to break here in a few seconds. I really want – this is the first time any of us are hearing this. This is breaking news right now, right out of the CDC just a few days ago, but only starting to get attention now. I'd like you to re-summarize that, please, when we come back after this break. I'm trying to get my head around what you just said as well. What does this mean for where we're going? Our guest is Dr. Brian Artis. Stay with us here on Infowars.com. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We are covering breaking news right now today here on Infowars.com with our special guest, Dr. Brian Artis. I'm Mike Adams, the health ranger of naturalnews.com, stepping in here for this segment. We have breaking news. Dr. Peter McCullough was distributing this today, and it is astonishing. Dr. Artis is with us, and I want to thank you, Dr. Artis, for sharing these data. If I'm reading this correctly, and I was just parsing it over the break, if I'm reading this correctly, and please correct me if I'm wrong, it looks like when females have a breakthrough infection after vaccination, that 43% of those women die. Is that what these data are showing?
That's exactly what you're reading. So they actually do a graph of it here in this report. They actually evaluated 7,178 deaths of breakthrough cases. 43% of the females did die within that group after having been fully vaccinated. And there's the graph right there. You see it. Now, for people over 65 years, so this is male and female, this was just put up on the CDC's website, published October 12th, just a few days ago. Look at the number of deaths for people older than 65. That's your Medicare age group.
The producers are working on getting that graphic up here. So, well, I'm not sure that's the right graph. They're working on it. So keep describing the graph you're talking about. I'm looking at it. You're looking at it. It's real. It's from CDC.gov. But go ahead. Just have a little patience with that.
No, you're fine. So the total amount of deaths they're evaluating for, they want to know what are the percentages of the individuals that were in this group of deaths that were considered breakthrough cases that were reported to the CDC. Of that 7,178 people that died after being fully vaccinated, females represented 43% of the total deaths. Of the people that were over 65 years old, that number represents 85% of all of those reported in the 7,179 group of people that died after being fully vaccinated. That's a disturbing number. And if you haven't seen it yet, if you go to the right side, they talk about a group of 24,000 evaluated breakthrough cases for people fully vaccinated that were reported to the CDC. It's on this chart. 57% of them. Nope, it's 67% of all of them were older than 65. So is this helping our Medicare age group? I don't think so. You're vaccinating them, and the majority of them are being hospitalized as a result. And then the percentages of death of those from breakthrough cases after full vaccination for 65 years and older. The profile is 85% died. That's what the numbers represent, are those over 65 years old. We should be protecting our elder.
Thank you for clarifying that. Perhaps I didn't state it exactly correctly at first. It's not that 43% of women who got infections died, but rather of those who died, 43% were women and 57% were men, assuming that, gender is binary. Right?
Yeah, this actual report is it's reviewing a subset group that were supplied to the CDC that they were evaluating on of 7,100 people who died after being fully vaccinated. And in that group, those represented 43% were females, but 85% of the death totals for breakthrough cases in this group were those older than 65. Now, I don't know if you've seen this, Mike Adams, but you're in Texas like I am. We have actually been pulling using multiple CMS database whistleblowers, using Tom Renz, who's actually acquired these individuals. We actually published and put up on a screen on Saturday. Peter McCullough and I were there speaking at an event in Frisco, Texas. Just for Texas, the CMS database shows that for those 65 years and older, from the time they got the COVID-19 shots in 28 days post the shot, I'm looking at the graph here. I've emailed it to you guys. If they can put it up, great. But deaths for Texans alone is 6,558 Medicare age group people in Texas who have died within 28 days of the COVID-19 shots. That's appalling, looking at the vaccine campaigns of old that have been removed when only 23 to 53 people died across the entire country. You're looking at the graph right now on the screen. This is ridiculous. I also have to tell you, this list of adverse events that you see on this chart, when we went into the CMS database, they excluded anyone who had any of these issues in their medical record already stated before getting the shots. Medicare reporting is not voluntary. This is CMS data. I supplied all of this with Thomas Renz just a week and a half ago to Senator Bob Hall in Texas to get this to the legislature during this special sessions. And he was with me.
This is extraordinary. And I believe Thomas Renz has put out these data for multiple states. So we have much more than Texas. There's also California and other states. And as you just stated, these symptoms or diagnoses appear to be caused by the vaccine themselves. And notice that on that list, if you could put it back up to the crew there, there's paralysis. You know, how do you explain paralysis as just a spontaneous thing happening? No, this is caused by the vaccine. Look at the diseases. It's Bell's palsy. There's another neurological condition. Of course, embolisms and blood clots are highly expected. But look, myocardial infarction and so on and so forth. But you know, paralysis. How can anybody look at this and not realize what's going on, Dr. Artis?
Yeah, just so you know, the paralysis is the most disturbing thing to a lot of us. These are people who in their medical history in CMS databases have never had it in their medical record that they had parts of their body paralyzed. Now, you've got these shots going out into the Medicare age group. Remember, this is just Medicare age group for Texas, not those 15 years old and older that they're doing right now. But people who have never been paralyzed before, there's over 1,700 Texans, 65 years and older now, who now are paralyzed or parts of their body are paralyzed. You have over 3,200 people who have no history of cardiac arrest or myocardial infarction, which is a blood clot causing a heart attack. None of that's in their medical history until 28 days, within 28 days of their COVID-19 shots. But nonetheless, you have 6,500 dead Texans in those nine states that Thomas Renz has been able to accumulate data for. This I cannot stand.
These data, by the way, I remember reviewing this. These data are not that recent. The real numbers today are far worse than this. Are you aware of what date that these data are sourced from?
Yeah, these were actually done up until September, like, 15th of last month, because that's when we first put the CMS on this to get the data.
Okay. All right. So there's at least a couple, almost a month of additional deaths and paralysis that will eventually be added to this. And part of the problem here is the data lag time is, it's making it so that the obvious effects are not so obvious to everyone yet. But you've been tracking this. You're plotting the linear progression of this. As the immune systems are destroyed progressively week after week, these symptoms are getting reported in larger numbers week after week. So again, I don't know about you, Dr. Artis, but I think even if all vaccines were stopped right now, we're looking at a vaccine holocaust across the world. It's already baked in.
Mike Adams, I've called this the greatest genocide in American known history, starting with May 1st, 2020's memo by Anthony Fauci for the use of remdesivir only against all or with every hospitalized COVID-19 patients. Mike, we're at 740,000 dead Americans considered dead from COVID-19. I actually blame 90% of all those deaths on remdesivir poisoning, known to cause acute kidney failure, liver failure, and upwards of 30% of everybody you put that drug into for 5 to 10 days only. And that's the recommended treatment protocol. We're not the only ones that know this is occurring. I've just been in the media nonstop talking about it. Now you're looking at possibly 150,000 just in the Medicare group across all 50 states deaths right now for 9 states we have completed on data review. It's over 31,000 confirmed dead within 28 days of the shots for the 65-year and older group for these 9 states. When you multiply that times 5, it's going to be up at 150,000 minimum.
Oh, yeah. I've interviewed sources who believe we're already over 500,000 deaths from vaccines alone. That doesn't even count the remdesivir deaths. And those are credible, plausible numbers, by the way, not just pie-in-the-sky numbers. But look, did you ever think, that, let's say 2 years ago in your life, that you would be here today talking about coordinated medical genocide in the United States of America?
No, I never thought I was going to do this at all. I actually sold my practice 3 years ago after running it for 15 years, and I thought I was done. And I just went off to make nutritional products. It wasn't until an ill-advised protocol in February, the first week of February before COVID hit Texas in 2020, that they killed my father-in-law with ill-advised protocols using vancomycin that causes acute kidney failure in a percentage of people. That's exactly how they killed him in 9 days. I called them out on all their stuff on day 6 and 7. They had me escorted out of the hospital, only to find out 3 months later an ill-advised protocol already known to be dangerous to the majority of people given that drug in Ebola, an Ebola trial, and then 30% of all patients given in COVID-19 by Gilead, their own cohort study in March 2020, when I found it confirmed 31% of everyone they gave that drug to for 5 to 10 days, it caused acute renal failure and multiple organ failure. Never in my life did I anticipate trying to warn the entire world against an evil agenda put in place by our federal health agencies and our hospital administrators. No.
Give us your website, Dr. Artis. We're almost out of time. Where can people find you?
Go to thedrartisshow.com. Put in your email. We have a COVID resources there. I have patient advocacy information to help you get someone to stand in for you to protect your loved ones in hospitals that are criminally kidnapping your loved ones and murdering them with ill-advised protocols.
All right.
Stay tuned.
Thank you, Dr. Artis. Thank you for watching today. Infowars.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.